Hey Supers, welcome to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, a place where I talk about all things social media, especially Instagram, entrepreneurship and mindset that includes easy and actionable tips and strategies. I'm your host Kelly, an Instagram coach, entrepreneur, former beauty salon owner and a chocolate lover. My sole purpose today is to help you enjoy freedom in business and in life. So if you're ready to be a superpreneur, then let's do this. Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back to another episode of the Kelly Talks Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly, and today I'm going to be sharing with you content ideas for Reels or TikTok without showing your face. Now, if you haven't heard of what Instagram Reels is about, it is the latest feature that has been rolled out by Instagram, and it's by far one of the best features that can help you explode your reach and your growth. Now, a while back, I actually recorded an episode. It's called Instagram Reels for Business. I'm going to link that in the show notes below for you so that you can listen to how Instagram Reels can actually help your business. Now, the reason why I'm recording this episode today is because the content that I created on Reels blew up with just one video sitting at 124K and still counting. So based on the data in my insights, this is telling me that you guys love having content ideas without having to show your face. I completely get it. I understand that Reels is not for everybody because not everyone is comfortable showing your face, right? And so how do we actually be able to fully utilize Reels? Because Reels is giving out such great organic reach and you don't want to miss out on that. And of course, there is a solution to every problem. Now, I'm going to be giving you a solution to the problem you're having with Reels. You feel like you need to show your face? You don't have to. You can still fully utilize Reels and be able to get the organic reach and views. So I don't want you to miss out on not being able to use Reels. Reels can be a really fun piece of content that you can still create for your audience. So here are some content ideas without showing your face. Client testimonials. Now, if you have clients who have given you a video testimonial, you can actually upload one of it or you can put together a few of them to be able to show your audience how you can actually transform their lives. Now, you might be wondering, what if I don't have any video testimonials? It is still doable. You can actually use images. So what you can do is you can go to Canva and create a slideshow of images, the images containing your client's testimonials, and make it into a video. Or if you have been using TikTok, you can use TikTok as your platform to record that because TikTok allows you to use a mixture of images and videos. So you can create the video on TikTok and then upload that onto Instagram. The next one is screen recording tutorials. Now, everybody loves to know how to do a certain thing. So you can definitely teach your audience and educate them how to use something. It can be how to use an app or a program, you know, something that helps them save time. So another idea is behind the scenes. So it can be a day in the life of an entrepreneur. What's your morning routine like? What do you do throughout the day? What's your night routine like? So let's talk about your morning routine. If you're someone who loves to have a cup of coffee every morning, then all you have to do is record your coffee machine, place your cup underneath, and just press the button and let the coffee flow out. And that is as simple as that. That's how you show that you're someone who likes to have coffee every morning. And with that video, you didn't have to show your face. All you did was show that you are someone who enjoys a cup of coffee in the morning. Another example is journaling. So if you're someone who likes to journal, you can actually just record, you know, your book. So with the phone or your camera on top view, facing down at your book and you're just showing your hands of you writing. So that's how you tell someone that you journal in the morning. Or if you're someone who likes to read and you like to read one or two pages in the morning to inspire and get energized for the day, all you have to do is to record yourself holding the book and flipping the pages without showing your face. So get creative, because you can actually show what you do in a day without having to show your face. Now the next idea is how you create your offer. And when I say offer, it means that, you know, it's your programs, your courses, your one-on-one coaching, your mini trainings, your masterclasses, and you can show snippets of how you create your offer. So you can actually record this from the back view. So what people are actually seeing is you from behind working on creating the offer that you're about to share with them. So in a way, it's showing what you are creating. And the second way is to pre-sell your offer. So people do know that you are actually in the midst of creating something for them. So another idea is how-tos. And people love how-tos because it teaches them something. So with that idea, you can actually share how to do a certain topic. So for example, how to create a forecast of your business earnings. And it's really simple how you can show that. All you have to do is to place your camera in front of your computer and show, you know, your hands moving your mouse, bringing up a spreadsheet, typing in all the numbers and figures and teaching them how to create a forecast of their business earnings. So it's that simple. So the next idea is wins of the week. So there are two ways of how you can show wins of the week. So the first one is you can take a video of a nice scenery and actually list down your wins for the week. And that's one reel. It's that simple and easy to create. The second one is you can put together snippets of the video related to the wins. So for example, if your client DM you and say, "Yes, I'm so excited that I've joined your program and I can't wait to kickstart this with you," you can actually take a screenshot with your client's permission, of course, and put this as a reel. So you can collate that and put that as a reel if you have a few clients joining in. Or if your win is just having a donut for the week, you can always just show your hands holding a donut, take a short video clip of that, and there you have it, your win for the week. Now, your wins don't always have to be business related. You can always inject a little bit of personal stuff so that people can get to know you better. You'll be surprised that people actually do want to get to know you. They do want to know you on a personal level. What do you like to eat? What do you like to drink? And sometimes it's these sort of things that they can relate to you. So the next idea you can share are affirmations. So you can put together a few affirmations that you feel your community and your audience will be inspired by it. Affirmations are actually good to have at the beginning of the week because, you know, when people see the affirmations, they feel inspired, they're energized to take action to be able to achieve the goals that they have set out for the week. The next idea is a before and after. So you can show the work that you've done with your client before you worked with them and after. So this is similar to a testimonial, but it's showing a little bit more of a transformation in a clearer view. So for example, part of what I do is that I do audit Instagram bios. So for me, I would be able to show a before of how their bio looks like before working with me and after working with me, how their bio looks like. So think about it in your niche. What is it that you can show before and after? And the last idea is a voiceover on a carousel. Now, if you have been uploading carousels, repurpose them. Give them life again. So what you can do is to show a video of your mobile phone. So the view is on your mobile phone and your finger scrolling through the carousel post and of course talking and explaining what that post is about. Or if you have created those images in Canva, you can easily edit it into a video and all you have to do is upload onto Reels and just record the explanation. And there you have it. Content ideas for Reels or TikTok without showing your face. Now, if you want to learn more about Instagram Reels, join my Facebook group because I'm going to be hosting that masterclass inside the Facebook group. And inside that Facebook group, every month, I will choose one person for a complimentary hot seat coaching. Till then, I'll talk to you in my next episode. Thank you for listening to the Kelly Talks Social Podcast, brought to you by my free Instagram masterclass, Turn Reels into Sales, which you can find on my Instagram account, link in the bio, or simply just DM me for the link. Now, don't forget to leave a review and subscribe so that you will be the first to be notified, and tag me on Instagram stories at Kelly Talks Social so that I can give you a shout out. And see you on the next episode.